Welcome to 10
and we're live.
Hey, what's up, everyone? We are now live. Welcome to our LinkedIn Live. And there might be a few of you watching on Facebook Live. And if you're seeing this already now, you're probably watching a rerun because no one's able to get in the first few seconds. And for those that don't know, I have with me one of the worst in Elsevan and Barack. Before I introduce them in a more appropriate manner, we're just joking from our conversation before. Before I bring them a little more appropriately, let me tell you how this kind of came about. I've been making videos for, I don't know, a couple years now, but I've really started being more active when I got LinkedIn Live a little more than a year ago. Making the...
Quick, do a dance.
The truth is being able to create video is the best way to connect with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't introduce you guys, but I think you can do introduce yourself even better than I can.
We probably won't cut out as often either, so that'll help.
I totally missed the last part. I have no idea what
you
said.
Did I cut out?
Yeah, for like 5 whole seconds, and I did a dance, and Brock danced.
But I didn't.
We're off to a good start, I think, already.
Wow, good start. I just see why this should be better. Okay, I was connected to, I think I confused my computer. Okay, anyway, take two. With Sivan, with Barack on. Sivan, Barack, yeah. Tell us about, Ed, tell us a little bit.
Tell us about, go, Barack,
go. Starting video mark.
No, y'all, we really can't hear you. Look, it's like not connected at all. But we can just talk. Okay, Barack and I are just gonna talk. So I'm Sivan. And this is my brother and business partner, Barack, and we run a video marketing firm called Two Heads. And please don't ask us how we came up with that name. That's a story for a different live. I'm the CMO, Barack's the CEO. Barack, you can introduce yourself, I guess.
Yep, we started about 2 years ago on a cold winter night. And no, I don't know, it was a cold winter night. And the way that we started actually was we weren't doing video marketing. We were doing just marketing. And we decided to promote ourselves by making a video every single week, no matter what. And it, with a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, we continued.
Mostly blood.
Yeah. Mostly blood. And we were continuously creating video content every single week, and we were consistent. And now over, I don't know, 75 videos later, 80 videos later, we have it down to a science, and we have the process down to a system, and we only focus on videos now and video marketing and not all marketing.
But to be honest, that's not actually why we're on.
Focus is absolutely key.
Yeah.
We're actually on this live to argue with you, I thought, or to be entertaining, right?
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, you tell me. Why don't people tell us? Do you want to see us all entertainment? You talk to you. I had to make a video in a few minutes. What do you think? I think we should go with entertainment. All right. So, yeah. So, what were we arguing about before we got on? We had like a whole disagreement, and I was like, hold up. Let's bring it for the live. And then you're like, fine. I'll go make coffee. And then we
I got
live.
My boxing gloves and my coffee. So, we're good.
Oh, it was what you can talk about on a live, right? Because you're one day you run for president.
I actually think it's like conceptually, you and I have, and Barack and I and you versus you have different views about video. So I'm actually really curious to hear what other people think.
Ooh,
and if
awesome.
With me, who's the expert, or with you. well, I'm not really joking, but I'm actually really curious because you said the most important thing was to be entertaining. No, this is really important. I actually think this is going to solve everyone's
problem. No, it is true. To be entertaining.
Okay.
If you don't have entertainment.
Here's the problem, Yoel. Here's the problem. Okay. Not everybody can be entertaining. And then what happens is only the entertaining people make videos. But what ends up happening is, first of all the content you see is just dumb, right? How often have you been like, oh, that guy was funny, and what did I get out of this? Nothing.
No, but no, hold on. We're talking marketing. Okay, so you got to provide value, but do it in a way that's entertaining. Oh, let me give you an example. I've given this example before.
Okay.
LinkedIn does this thing. They come in like every quarter, and they're like, and they'll bring some great CMO to talk about how great he or she's done LinkedIn and whatever. Okay. And this person, and it could be a great example or not, this person, one, often has a heavy Israeli accent, which is a problem because they're English. But this person generally has no personality, no stage presence. No one's paying attention to their 30-minute presentation. I've told LinkedIn this a million times. And, you know, they try to bring, you know, the CMO from this a huge company, which is a terrible way to get smaller companies to relate to get on LinkedIn ads, by the way. But I mean, there's no personality there. And without personality,
Actually, it's great that you're cutting out.
Literally, ironically, scrolling through LinkedIn.
You keep cutting out.
Okay,
if you cut out, no, but if you cut out, I'll start talking, but then I'll stop talking once you cut back in, just so there's not so much of a lag. But actually, I think what you're saying is perfect. Let's take that example, okay? What is the problem with that person? It's not that they're not entertaining. What's the real problem? Are you frozen? You're frozen. I'm just going to tell you what the real problem is. The problem is
I switched internet.
That's what you told me last time. 5 minutes in, how many times can you switch internet? I'm usually the one that
does. Oh my God, don't get me started. I usually don't.
Oh, now you're just a little tiny. Okay, listen, I'm going to just cut to the chase.
This is honestly like the biggest fail ever.
Biggest fail. What's so amazing is nobody cares and nobody will be even remember this.
Just continue, yeah.
By the way, you guys can end it, right?
Yeah, bye. So I think that the mistake people make is that, and I actually think this is fantastic to talk about because this is everything that we talk about. And even talking to you and realizing like how people still have this mindset is everyone thinks like videos are supposed to be creative or the person's supposed to be entertaining. And the issue with that is it's actually not true. And what makes somebody entertaining doesn't actually help. So you could be incredibly entertaining, but not actually make a video that anyone wants to watch. Like those are two very separate things.
I mean, I don't know. You said PewDiePie.
I do know.
Okay, there's the most subscribers in the world by a lot.
And CMO like from LinkedIn.
Thousands of videos. What do you have? Like 150 million subscribers. There isn't even a close second. And he's literally, his show is about absolutely nothing.
But it's not because he's entertaining. Do you know why he's successful?
No, he's Norwegian or something like that.
That, okay, Norwegian people are always successful, but also because he knows what his audience wants to see and he gives it to them in the right way.
Which is just entertainment.
No, it's not. That's where you're wrong. Is.
Okay, and the next thing he does.
What do I want to say? What do I think is funny? And no, you keep cutting out.
You need to be entertaining.
There's different ways, there's different areas of value. You can be entertaining and give value, and you can just give functional value, and you can give all sorts of different types of value. It doesn't matter as long as
you
give value, but what matters is that you're giving value.
And your audience has to want you to be.
And it has to be relevant to what your audience wants. If your audience doesn't want if your audience doesn't want or need entertainment, it's not of course. If you give them
But does your audience want us to see us be entertaining? And what's entertainment to them? Is it Sivan doing a TikTok dance? Because I practice mine. Is it Barack doing a TikTok dance? Is it y'all getting a haircut? Again, that makes it no, but that and that's the problem is when you approach it from let's start with the entertainment.
Okay, so you took me way too literally.
Oh no, you're like Barack now. He's like, why do you take everything I say literally? Like, what's the point of words if you can't interpret them correctly based off of their usage? You said entertainment. Now, if you want to change your mind because we...
I can't mute you, Kat.
8 minutes that you were wrong. I hear. I mean, there's no shame in...
You know what? I'm going to pull this thing out. Sivan, you're right. I'm wrong.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go get some lunch. This has been a pleasure meeting all of you. No, but it's actually a really important distinction to make because if you come at it from the entertainment perspective, people just freak out. But if you tell them you don't need to be entertaining and that's the last thing you add... All of our videos for the
okay. You make a good point. You make a good point. So let me for those that don't know and are trying to get in, and if they're an introvert and let's say they're not especially interesting, So if you're one of those people, it's going to be hard for you to make a video if I tell them that first and foremost be entertaining. Yeah. So maybe I should rephrase for those individuals, and I think you should go in on your strengths of your personality, whatever those are. If you're quirky, be quirky, right? If you're upbeat, high energy, do that. Whatever it is about your personality, I think you should go in. You know, if you're funny, if you're like a person that just is sarcastic all the time, go in with that, right? I think you should then use like what your personality and your essence is and focus on that instead of, let's say, just kind of giving over some boring video.
But that's like creating the package before you even have the product. And that, again, is like, it's just a matter of where do you start. And I actually tell people that is always the last thing. Don't worry about you at all. The first thing you actually need to understand is like what your audience wants to see. You are the last part that you add.
And the first thing that you should always start with is functional value.
No, I disagree with that, Sivan. I disagree with that. You're not the last part. What's that, Barack?
The first thing that you should always start with, and this is in line with what Sivan is saying, the first thing that you always start with is functional value. you first have to give your audience functional value. If you look at the different tests that, you know, Harvard Business Review and Yale and Columbia, they actually break down consumer value in a very specific way, that the way that you start a connection has to be functional. And you can't actually do the entertainment part, which is the emotional part of the value, until the next stage, until you've already given some sort of functional value. And you really have to start with the functional value.
Now, and I'll even like, I'll use us as an example to prove how I know that this works. So there's two problems you have, right? You have the problem where as soon as you come at it from, it's about me being entertaining, what happens on a day that you have a stomach ache, or on a day where you don't have an interesting idea, or on a day where you don't know what to say?
Yeah, okay, but okay. I mean,
no, hold on, wait, let me finish. Okay.
Oh, sorry, those are rhetorical questions. I don't mind them.
I already know you. You don't do it. Or it's like, oh, I'm not motivated, or I'm not gonna be funny, or I'm not gonna be interesting, right? So as soon as you make it about what I am and what I'm bringing to the table in that sense, then anytime you don't feel 100% or you don't live up to the people's expectation, oh, he wasn't so funny, you've lost the consistency value of the whole value, and you're not gonna be motivated to do it again. So actually, all of our I have scientific data for you. All of our videos for the first year were me sitting in front of a wall talking.
And people love that wall. I'm sure that wall
loved it. It was in my kids' room. I didn't even have pictures. This is a new edition. Literally, me very poorly dressed in front of a wall talking, not very well. And Brock edited the videos actually, so they weren't even like professionally. Like there was really no entertainment. I was not funny. I just provide functional value. And we built our entire company off of that. So I know that it works. Now I happen
I just want to say something, Sivan, you do have a personality. And it does come through strong in your videos.
I do have a personality.
And people don't connect with your content as much as they connect with you and you resonate with your messaging, with what you're telling over.
But if we're going to talk about what the title of today's live is, to make your first video in a few minutes, then it's all about.
We'll get there soon.
Focusing in the beginning on functional value. Before you get into entertainment, before you get into your personality, before you even start with those things, the first videos and the beginning of the video game that you start creating for your business has to be functional value.
You have an entertaining, like, whatever. But like Barack, for example, he has terrible stage fright and he's not funny and he doesn't like to be on camera. And so telling somebody like him to be like, just go with your, like, Barack's value is that he actually is very, very smart. And what he needs to learn is how to translate that into being on camera. So you're kind of being like, well,
right, he needs to take his smart personality and he needs to just put it on video.
So that's what he does.
That's what I was saying from the beginning.
But it's not entertaining. It's actually not entertaining at all.
I went from don't focus on entertainment to focus on going in on your personality. I rephrased, remember?
But that's not like a structure. I mean, this is what we argued about before also. It's like the more you structure things, the worse it is. But actually having worked with so many people, I know that that's false. The more you give them structure, the more they have space to be creative, to add themselves.
I understand restraints does for some people create creativity. I get it. I need an open canvas. So maybe it's different because before we went live, Sivan and Barack shared this this little short little document of kind of how to make a video. It was very.
She said, "I'm not pulling out." I think those were literally your words. I'm not.
Yeah. We'll get there. And basically, what are your thoughts? What are your goals? I don't have it in front of me. And I was like, we're not doing this. It's way too structured for me. I don't think I can give over value that way, trying to follow structure, because I'm not. My mind is everywhere at once. And so I want to be able to offer, I think by having that structure, I can't be creative with structure. So let's talk a little bit about video strategies, and then let's also talk about how we're all going to make videos now. First off, if anyone has any comments, or you can feel free to leave them. I guess I got to find it on Facebook or whatnot or LinkedIn. If you have any comments or questions, leave them. We'll address them all. We have a bunch.
Here we go.
Aliza says,
I'm going to read them. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Aliza says, Sivan, your TikToks are terrible.
I can see her comment. She said, let's see Sivan's TikToks. I'll send them to you in
Yo, Alisheva says, you could have the same debate with film in general. Is it meant to be entertainment or provide value? It depends what the customer is doing, coming to get, which is true. But I think they come for both. And sometimes entertainment is the value that you want. Okay, it's a cool point. Robert thinks you got a fan in Hannah. Hannah says, preach, Sivan.
Yeah, people are like, well, I don't want to say anything.
I don't care. That's great. I had you on because I think you're awesome. I mean, I even when I disagree with you, I think your points are very well made, and it comes from a point of experience.
Yeah.
I was a debate captain
in high school, so I'm very convincing. I could just fight you.
You were what? A debate captain?
The debate team captain, yeah.
What school did you go to?
Yeah. Yeah, you said that.
Did you say North Korea?
North Korea, yes. I went to school in North Korea. Let's just...
What did you say? Oh, I thought that was a joke. That was funny. What did you say?
It was an all-girls high school in New Jersey. Why would you know it?
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, you're a Jersey girl. Okay. I'm not far from where. I grew up across the river in Philly. Omri, and content marketing is about the long game. Yes, it's true. Right. Yeah. And Omri also has played your strengths, which I agree. I guess, I mean, if you're... Your personality, anyone's personality really is a strength, and we should focus on that. And now a bunch of people are chatting, and I don't have the patience for all this. Moises agrees. He says, me too, to Aliza and Hannah, that don't be worried about people liking you. That's true. You shouldn't worry about people being liking you. That's why you got to be authentic. And then I was agreeing with Aliza, and then Aliza goes, I never said that. So
yeah, Aliza, she's my person, so thanks, Aliza.
She's a person. She's cool. Bayla says hi. Ah, I opened up the Facebook one. Okay. Over the top. Step back. Let's get right into actual providing, you know, not entertainment.
Like real value, Yoel.
Not personality. Let's be boring. Sivan, go find your boring wall in your kid's room.
Wait, hold on.
And let's do this. Now you're there.
I can't give
Okay. So the trick to video. So I'll let you guys go. And then I would usually give my opinion first. But I've learned that whatever I say, Sivan will say the opposite. So I'll let Sivan learn that too. What did you say? I learned that too.
Barack's learned that too.
Yes. I'm a quick learner. You'll just say the opposite. Go ahead. You go first. Or better yet, Barack. Why don't Barack go first?
Yeah, Barack's the best.
Barack, if someone's trying to make video, what's the main focus you think that they should have if they want to make their first video? Let's say they have a dream to commit and have even a small audience or whatever it is. What is the first step?
I'd say the first thing is actually realizing that it's not about your first video, and it's about just understanding that your first video doesn't matter, and you need to be consistently creating videos to actually create that audience and to actually build that relationship. And that's really the first step, is understanding that. And that's one of the first things that Sivan and I did. And that's one of the first things that we start with everyone that we work with, is understanding that it's not about your first video. And it's a continuous process.
I actually agree with that 100%. Go ahead, Sivan, disagree.
No, and we speak the same language. We're a team.
I know, that's why I agreed. That's why
I agree with
that. That's why I agree.
I happen to agree, but if I didn't, I disagreed. If I didn't, I agree just to see what you would say.
We can fight about something else. It's fine.
Okay, I'm sure, because we haven't already.
I'm sure.
So this thing that I want to stress, that for a while, when I first said I was going to start posting regularly on LinkedIn, which has been a few years now, my friend Ariel, I've been talking to him about it for a while. I was posting on LinkedIn. I want to, and I would post twice a week, which put me ahead of 99.99% of people. And then he challenged me for, I think, a month of September a few years ago. And whoever lost would have to buy lunch for the other person. So of course he lost, because I don't like losing. And but our challenge was Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you had to post. He wanted to do daily. I said, let's slow it down. Because if you make it too daunting, if you set the bar too high, it's gonna be too difficult. And I think this is also true for video, and it goes back to what Barack said, is that kind of just like, sometimes, you know, like when you run a marathon or you run a length, you got to look down. You got to see step, 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 step. And then the next thing you turn around behind you, it's like, okay, I already did a mile. You know what I mean? So that's the attitude I think you also have to have when you have a long-term goal or vision or dream. And this just goes video or just posting content or whatever it is, or you want to get good at playing guitar, right? Is just going step by step. So, I mean, the first thing I think is, if you can find, this worked for me, I don't know if this would work for other people, but maybe you can find a buddy where on WhatsApp, where every day you share your posts and you promise that, let's say, you'll post by 11 a.m., something on LinkedIn, And I said the bar as low as you can. It can be other people's posts, be other people's blog. And if it's video, in this case, we're just going to talk video. It doesn't matter what the topic is. It doesn't matter if it's a video. It doesn't matter who, if it's you or you're recording someone else, whether it's an interview or not. It is make a goal, let's say every you know, every Monday, for, that you have a call by noon with a friend, let's say at noon. So you have Monday morning to post a video. And by noon, you're checking in to make sure you both did. And I would make a bet attached to it. If not, the other person's got to, you know, got to buy them buy them a nice lunch or something. I think a little bit of accountability to, I think you kind of need to find a way to force yourself to get those first few videos out. I think one, because of the insecurity more than, let's say, posting on social media in general that video brings on. And then I think the other part, which is very much related to creating content in general, video or otherwise, is kind of exercising that muscle of regularly creating. What are your thoughts?
So just to kill a dead horse, what is it, beat a dead horse? Everything you're saying is exactly why I always tell people not to be entertaining. Because what do you have to do? You have to build the plan. You have to be motivated. You have to be consistent. And the more you think about it in terms of, do I have something interesting or funny, or am I authentic enough, the less you're likely to do it. So when you just look at it as from a practical perspective of, do I have something of value to share, and you just post it, right? And that was like kind of when we talked about, oh, your first video in 15 minutes. And it's not about the first video. It's just about doing the whole process and showing yourself that you can do it and that you have value to share. I think that takes out the fear, and that also gives you the motivation to keep going. So it's not that you shouldn't be entertaining, or you shouldn't be interesting, or you shouldn't move your eyebrows and have facial expressions, but it's almost like separating it from being like a personal process to something that you just have to learn how to do regularly. So I totally, and actually now that we've had the debate, I'll also say that one of the things that we started doing recently, and we work like Shai is on our team, Shai Kinect, and one of the things that he brings to the table is really this like creative element, where like I'm actually not so creative. I surprisingly, people always think I am, but I'm not. I'm just good at faking it. And so what we realized was like, oh, people really did like the entertainment, because now they felt like we had given them value and they were willing to sit through a 2-minute video of us basically having a ridiculous time, because they thought, they felt connected to us. And that's the difference. It's just a matter of where you're looking at the starting point. So you happen to be somebody who is very engaging and entertaining without too much planning. But I would say that for somebody who's not, like for me, I'm actually very, I get very stressed out by social interactions. So having a formula for like how to be engaging on camera or whatever is actually much easier for me to then do it naturally. So I think it's just different types of people. One is not bad and one is not good. It's just two things that are simultaneously true. So that's my thoughts on yourself. So I agree also, and turns out we agree. So here.
Well, it's okay. I think it's okay. I think you might just ruin the live, because when we were arguing, Sheldon Shaik next said, this is the greatest live of all time.
Yeah, probably.
So not anymore. You
should have seen in our personal WhatsApp group. Okay.
I was going to say, it reminds me a bit of like teachers. Like, you could have a teacher that literally teaches biology or any class, or let's say mathematics. You have one teacher that's just engaging, lively, and another teacher gives over the same thing, but they're not engaging and they're not lively and they're not on their, let's say, using their personality or whatever, bringing people in or whatever it is. I mean, they can be teaching the same exact content, working out of the same exact book, out of the same exact syllabus. And one teacher you're actually going to learn from, you're going to engage in, you're going to want to go to class, you'll be by default paying attention more, and the other isn't. And there'll be, I think that goes to show that
that's actually a really important differentiation, because it's the how you present the information. And so that is the key. So not everyone can be entertaining, but everyone can learn how to present information in a way that people can remember, if you know a little bit about how to get people to pay attention.
That's, I'm not talking about remember. I want them to just be engaged.
To be engaged. But you can learn how to engage people without being entertaining with a few, I'd say, like hacks. So for example, right, like one of the things that we tell people all the time is like, you don't have to be funny, but if you move your eyebrows, people will pay more attention to your face. And like, you can talk, like people will listen to what you have to say. So that's something that anybody can do, whether they're funny or not.
Did you know you just did? Everyone now for the rest of the live, just watch Yvonne's eyebrows.
If you watch my videos and I talk like
this. Wait, what's wrong with your mouth? Are you gonna, you're trying not to breathe on me?
No, if you just watch my eyebrows, but when you watch Barack's videos and you cover his mouth, his eyebrows.
Can you lift one eyebrow, not the other? one of the things I wish I can do when I was a kid. That and Wiggle Ear. One of the two things I couldn't do. No. Yeah, something like that. Exactly. Sivan, you're quite talented.
Thank you. Yes, Iva.
Yeah, see, you're keeping that in your name.
This is why Brock doesn't let me lose in public.
Okay, so let's get into actually making a video. Sarah Friedlander said, once we have decided functional content that our viewers want, how do we give it over? How do we give it over in an interesting way if we're not all inherently as interesting, as engaging as Sivan talking on camera? See, you like that?
Yeah, but that's why we sent you the script, because it actually works. The one that you didn't want to send it to her.
If you give it to me in a URL, if you can, send it over to me in WhatsApp in a URL. If you have it in a PDF, I'll share it. I'll share it in the comments in LinkedIn and in Facebook.
That's actually that's how we actually teach people how to break down information so that you can convey it in a way that your audience will find engaging. That's actually the secret, is just breaking down information. Move eyebrows. Yes.
Okay. So
I haven't heard that. She uses lots of.
Okay. So let's get into. Yes, breaks eyebrows, frozen on his face. Yoel's video is frozen. This is live. Okay, great. Okay, fantastic. Everything's cool. Let's get into making a video. I was thinking of actually, I'm going to share this PDF in the comments of how to actually break it down, the script and all that. And if anyone has any questions about it, they can reach out to you guys directly. Okay, sweet. There's a lot of comments, and I'm trying to read through them, but we won't do it just yet. Okay, so let's actually do this. Let's make a video. So let's talk about it. We want to make a video. You're going to make your first video in 15 minutes. So you're at home, everyone. Take out your phone, and we're going to make our first video, right? We're going to do it too. Barack and Sivan, take it out. We're all going to make a video. We're going to show how easy it is, and we're going to post it on LinkedIn. What are your thoughts?
Our thoughts?
Yeah?
Great.
What do you think? Let's do it.
We're down. We're good.
Here,
we're good.
I'll do it. Look. I'm going to make a video now here, and then I'm going to post it while we're live, and then you'll do it. I'm going to show people, look, this is how easy it is, okay? And this would, let's say, be a promo, because I'm only trying to do a couple minutes. So hold up. Let me go to video, and then it zooms in, and I go, all right, guys, I'm making a video to demonstrate how easy and fast it is to make a video. I'm actually on live here with Sivan and Barack from Two Heads. Say what's up. They can't hear you. And look how easy it is to make a video, right? So I'm demonstrating how some of the hardest thing people have to do is they just have to press record.
Record, right? Yes, just press record.
Press record. That's the name of their show. So anyway, if you're worried about making a video, just press record like this. Doesn't matter. My hair looks like crap. I'm slightly sweating. And don't worry about your insecurities. And just make a point to make a video, make content, and it's really this easy. All right, now I look terrible, and I'm going to post that because I'm going to show, because just, you shouldn't really care. That's my opinion. And I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it as, I'm going to do it live.
And even more than that, when people get stuck, not only in the just pressing record part, but it's even before that, they're like, oh, I have nothing to make a video about. And the easiest way to do that is just take the most frequently asked question that you get all the time from everyone.
About your business.
About your business. You just hold up your camera, and then you say, you ask the question, you answer it, and then you post. So we can also demonstrate that, because that's a video that gives value also.
And if you can, anyone on our team, what you were saying about like having the accountability buddy, what we found is that if you tell people you're going to post and then you tag them and you ask them to like come and engage, like we go and we engage with people we don't even know, because we're like, listen, it's super awkward. And if nobody comments, you're going to feel weird. So just tag us and we'll come like be like, wow, this is awesome. Like, that also adds that level of, like, oh, I did it, and people engaged, and it felt good. You know, the dopamine rush, that's super important.
It really is. And by the way, there's so many lurkers. Like, there's so many people that are viewing and enjoying your content and won't even.
Barack and I are actually certified lurkers, high five.
Tell me about your lurking ways. Explain me this lurkerness.
Someone doesn't ask me to engage, I probably won't engage.
Yeah.
If they don't push me to engage, then if they're just giving me value, then I'll take the value and walk away. It's nice.
He's Gen Z, so they just like things for free.
You don't say thank you? You're Gen Z? They get that young? They're already adults?
They get that.
With beards.
I'm the first Gen Z.
Thoughts of Sivan, you're being generous.
He actually has a lot, Barack. Barack is a very smart Gen Z-er.
Okay, go ahead, Barack. Gen Z-S.
Gen Z.
Okay, so continue. Yeah, and I'm going to make this post now. Like, I'm actually doing it.
We believe you.
I'm going to write, I know you do, but I'm just showing like that's how easy it is. And by the way, double takes, I think is totally pointless. Unless you like totally screw up and like eat up your words, like it's even incoherent.
Nobody remembers and nobody cares. I can't tell you how many like fadichot I've
done.
Thank you.
That's why I don't care how I look right now.
That's why we make so many videos a week, because it goes away in 10 seconds, your video is gone, whatever, in 2 days. Nobody watches your video anymore. So then it's whatever, you make another video, and then people are like, oh, okay, whatever. Nobody has ever said
then what's the point of making video?
No, because the relationship builds slowly. Just because the video goes away doesn't mean that the relationship isn't building.
Okay, got it. Okay, wait, what about you guys? You guys make a post now. Come on, make a video.
I'm pretty sure that I posted a video yesterday and and on Monday.
What? Wait, hold on. No, no one's learning anything how to make in 15 minutes if you haven't done it. Let's go.
I'll make a video. Ask me a question. I'll take one of the questions that someone asked in the chat.
Fine. Anyone ask a video? And Barack will make ask a question for Barack in the comments, and Barack is going to make a video. Any questions you want to know about grooming? What else are you good at?
No, it has to be on a topic that he's going to share about. That's the problem.
I know, Barack. What are you talking? Okay, about video marketing.
About
what else?
Whatever you guys want to talk to have me talk about. About business, about marketing, about videos.
Whatever you want.
About consistency.
Anything. All right,
you know,
so we'll do that.
I need to talk about consistency because I saw the most interesting thing yesterday, and I'll do it while I'm here. I'm filming and I'm live, and I'll tell everyone the same thing. Okay, so consistency is super important, and the reason for that is the wheel. Okay, right, the first invention in the world was actually the wheel, and in the beginning they didn't use it for anything that was a chariot or anything like that, and only after 300 years. They actually took the wheel and was like, oh, we can use this to put on wheels for a chariot and actually a wagon and move things as well. And the idea behind that is consistency and optimization. So when you're consistent about something, you can continuously optimize it. And the same thing with videos. You create your video, your first one, and your second one, it's a little bit better. And you keep getting better as you go along and keep getting better. This is something that y'all said also previously, was even when you're playing guitar, even whatever you do in life, you just keep consistent and you optimize as you go along. There you go. There's my video.
Awesome.
Here's the most interesting article I read last night.
Can you make a video and then a post in under 5 minutes? Yvonne and Barack.
Nobody can see what you wrote, but I mean, I can't.
It's like that. In the video. You can't read that?
No.
Should I even show you on our LinkedIn Live how easy and fast it is to make a video? So what are you waiting for? Make your first video
today.
Fine. You want today? Fine.
No, that was a joke. It's not very like, go buy your new car today. So come down to our everybody.
I feel like you would be a used car salesman.
Who, Barack?
No, you.
Me?
Yes.
No. I'm a terrible salesperson. I can't sell things I don't believe in. I can't even
I
sell
sold
things.
Everything. I
what
went
do
to
you believe in?
And sold everything.
Barack is the sale. Barack, he convinces you to buy something you didn't even need. He'll be like, we're going here.
Like,
didn't
he never convinced. Oh, that's called manipulative.
Yes. But he does it so surreptitiously that I've started being like, wait, I didn't want to do this. Why are we here? And you're like, oh, you said you wanted to. I'm like, no, I didn't. Did I say that?
Something tells me you probably did say it. You just forgot.
That's awkward. Wow, you know me really well after 30 minutes. That is not a good sign, y'all. I gotta go. Brock's like A+, y'all.
That was my favorite part.
I can read people very well. I'm live.
If it's not written down or it's not in the calendar, it doesn't count. So like I can't be held accountable if something isn't like written or sent to me via text or in the calendar because I have a terrible memory. But that's okay. I just learned to code.
Yeah, but even if it is, you'll say you didn't get it. You'd still make an excuse, right?
Yoel, you want to be my friend.
Ayala said there's a question linked in the comments you guys haven't seen that was worth attending to. There's so many comments.
About how you find your personal brand / voice.
How do you find, who asked?
Elisheva Hudson. That's a good question.
Okay, cool.
make a video about.
Why don't you start? You want to take this?
Me?
I made my video. It's your turn, Sivan.
I have to make a video now?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Wait, hold on. How do you find your brand of voice? That's a good one.
Wrong that I think it takes longer than 15 minutes to make a video.
It literally takes a couple minutes.
Tired. Okay, fine. I'll make a video about how to kind of. No, just joking. All right. Wait, what am I supposed to like talk while I'm talking to you guys? This is too complicated. Can I just
literally
say it?
Just watch me do this? Stop pretending. Stop buying time while you're trying to wing it. Think about things. Yeah. We're
so
on
I'm
to you.
Here live with Yoel, Israel, and Barak, and somebody asked how to figure out your brand voice or right your personal brand when you're making videos. So here's actually what I would recommend is not to think about it at all and not to try so hard, because the same way that when you talk to somebody, you just talk to them like as you talk to them and you don't think about like, will they think I'm funny or smart or authentic? You just talk. The same with video. Stop overthinking it. Just start recording. And at some point you'll figure out your brand voice because people will start telling you, oh, you're so funny. Oh, you're so smart. Oh, you're so, actually I've gotten like, your voice is weird. You're putting feminism back a few centuries. I've gotten those. So don't worry about those people. But eventually people will reflect back to you who you are and make you feel more confident about your brand voice, but it only happens after you've been doing it for a while. And that was 47 seconds and I will post it. Does that answer your question?
Posting that.
Yeah,
posting it
now while I ask you, what do you mean someone accuses you of bringing feminism back a few centuries? What?
Right? It was actually like the most stressful comment I had, like a personal message.
What does that mean? I don't understand. What does that mean?
I don't really think that it was very like thought out on their part, because like, I don't know, it seemed a little intense, but they did tell me I had a nasally voice and an insipid personality. So
yeah, we get it.
Oh, yo, can we talk about haters? I have so many haters.
I love it. I love it. You know how they say, haters be hating?
It's haters be hating.
Haters be engaging. That's what
it is. Being gay. Yo, that's so true.
It's an extra comment.
Who cares?
When Howard Stern was good, like 20 years ago, the people that would listen to him, I mean, he's just been garbage last 10 years. The people who
listen to him, it actually like makes me respect you a little bit less, but that's cool. We're going to just keep talking. Yeah, okay, go.
Okay. One, this is 20 years ago. Two, I'm making a point. Whoa. Three, yeah, I don't want your respect.
Listening to Howard Stern.
By the way, since you said feminism back like a few hundred years, I'm actually happy that you respect me less.
Listen.
Wait, I'm trying to get to a point. Okay, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Barak. So with this,
my video.
You focus. Right. You focus on your post, and I'm actually going to share mine here. Boom, in the comments, so you guys can see how fast and easy it was to make. A video and a post in literally a couple minutes. They said his haters who actually would list people that despised him, listen to him longer than his biggest fans.
Yeah.
Logan Paul, he's like the millennial, the Gen Z version of Howard Stern, but he was like actually thanking all the people who created like his hater groups, because he's like, you guys have made me more famous than my fans. Like,
oh, no, of course they have.
Everyone knows why, because you always hate on
him. About haters. That's why it's so good.
I mean, the press hated Donald Trump. They gave him like $1 billion of media in the 2016 election, the free media.
It's so true. It's
because they just hate it. He understands probably media better than anyone else. But I'll show you a funny thing that happened a week ago. This guy sends me that I'm supposedly not connected with, who's allegedly a high-tech marketer, effective marketer, according to part of his job title. I'm saying allegedly, yes. I mean, he just wrote me, a message says too much. And I was like, so polite. I was like, thanks for your message. What are you referring to? He's like, your post, they're too much. I was like, okay, you're welcome to unfollow. He's like, I already did. He also has to remove his connections for a second. I was like, okay. And he goes, people waste their time consuming too much. I was like, I'm not sure why you're messaging me. I'm just like, I told him good luck and I blocked him only because this guy is so sad I don't want him to see my content. If other people like engaging, he might see it. And obviously this guy has hatred for people that put out content. And a lot of people will, if you start to put out a lot of content, a lot of people are going to start to look for your criticisms and your things, you know, like, right. So like maybe it could be your eyebrows.
You just have to ignore it.
Well, I think that's
kidding? No, you have no, the opposite.
You have to play. You
have to channel that
nicely. You have to respond back nicely. No,
it doesn't bother you, I think, is the first mistake people make. Like, oh, don't let it bother you. Of course it's going to bother you.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying
that. You have to.
But no. Okay. But more than that, that means you've broken through.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That is the greatest compliment.
It's the greatest. Exactly. It's the greatest.
It's like amazing. I'm reaching so many people that there are people that go out of their way to say that I'm wasting people's time, but he'll send me messages about it. Exactly. Continue to tell me how it would. I was just like, clearly mine doesn't respect anyone's time. But I mean, like, I was like, oh my God, I'm like really breaking through. And so haters be hating. When you get your first hater, I want to know about it. If anyone gets any of this, if you start posting regularly.
I want to know also.
Shalom says, haters for the win.
I love haters.
See, Libby Alpert says, Libby says, thanks for the live. You've been entertaining.
Who's Libby? Where are you seeing this?
Libby Alpert. That's actually on Facebook Live, which I'd like never on.
Oh, we're on Facebook too?
Yeah, might as well. It was one extra click.
I didn't see that.
Okay, I refreshed. Yeah.
Oh, you're frozen.
Yo, Mark
again.
Samowicz gives me a lot of praise, Brock. Carol's a question. Which video editor do you use? If you could recommend me a desktop program and preferably free without a watermark, which I don't know if that exists.
It doesn't
no, got a club.
Really good. Doesn't come together. It doesn't exist.
Okay, yeah. So join our. Actually, now we're gonna make a plug for our Video Marketing for Entrepreneurs Facebook group because we actually answer all these questions over and over and over again. So I'm gonna put the link to it in the LinkedIn chat. But actually, that's actually a good resource for people who aren't as entertaining as Yoel and do need a little bit of structure. So. Here,
okay, great. Someone asked, where is the Barak Shachnovich is cute Facebook group? They said it doesn't exist.
His the wife what? Would probably be super upset that.
Wait,
what's your wife's name?
What did someone ask?
Yeah, I think she wrote it. Someone asked, where's the Barak is cute Facebook group?
Oh, so awkward. He's married, guys. Like to his high school.
No one wrote that, but look at how much he's blushing.
Who's blushing?
Barak
doesn't blush.
I'm not blushing.
Yeah. Well, you have those like you're smiling so hard that parts of your cheeks went in between your teeth. You almost had a dimple.
You're a strange man, Yoel.
Thanks. Did you make your post? We'll get off within 10 minutes.
Okay, I'm just typing the post. We answer.
Yeah, put your post up. So that's good, Barak. Are you gonna make your video?
I can't do two things at once.
I made it. I can't post right now, and I'll post afterwards. I'll post it right now.
Post it now.
No,
baby. You can wait a second to see if I'm done.
I have ADD though, so we have to stop talking for a minute. Otherwise, I can't actually post it. So it's not like a good combination.
So why don't? Okay, fine. I'll talk to Barak. Barak, you can post after her ADD passes.
Doesn't.
Or you can focus on one thing at a time. So Barak, so what's it like to work with Sivan?
No.
No one's talking to you. You do your post. I'm trying whatever I can to not distract you.
Okay,
Sivan,
I know that would actually be really nice if he would never
Sivan
say
is the greatest business partner that I could ask, and we complement each other in business, which is the perfect match kind of that you kind of need in business. So it's wonderful. It's great.
I feel like you guys wrote that down on one of your like Word documents of like with the structure thing. Yeah.
What to say when y'all ask?
Like to say in front of a mirror.
I'm the master of winging it.
Yes, yes.
Are you okay?
Because I'm the one.
So he's the opposite. Are you guys opposites?
Yes. My gosh.
Interesting. Like, wait. So that's interesting. Wait. Barak, Sivan, you're a greater extrovert, right? And Barak's an introvert. Is that correct?
Total opposite. I am the biggest.
Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense because. Okay, no, because I was gonna say usually it's the extrovert. Now I assume you're an introvert a little bit, Sivan, because I know you talk about like your insecurities when it comes to making videos, despite it's your profession. So I feel like that's more of
an people make the mistake of thinking introverts aren't like entertaining or we don't like talking to people. That's not what an introvert just means that in order to function, I need alone time and I can't like talk to other humans all the time and I need to recharge by myself, but I'm also incredibly private. Like those are not like an introvert doesn't mean that I can't like chat and have fun. It just means that.
No one said that.
Yeah. No, I'm saying most people make that mistake. So they're like, oh, you're an introvert.
Oh, no,
like, yes.
I married the exact opposite. I'm a hardcore extrovert and my wife's a hardcore introvert. Like,
yeah,
so
okay.
I very much know what I understand the whole introvert game. It's very much like need I mean, it's just like, you know, like she need the whole recharging thing. I was like, you want to go out? No, I need to recharge for 3 hours. I was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I need to like plug myself into the wall for a while. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I guess I'll just go work. Like, what else is there to do?
I go talk to any of my closest friends that I said.
Yeah, no, right. That's it. So I'm sure. Well, my clients are like my 80 closest friends probably. But other than that, I go for a walk and call my family. All right. If anyone has any questions, this is, last call in the next minute. If you have a question, put it over in the comments and we'll address them. Sivan, did you put your post up?
Well, I want to just, I'm
going to talk about that. I can't do two things at once.
I'm going to talk about. I wasn't talking. You were talking to Barack.
I'm going to talk about one of the comments. Someone commented, value and entertainment are subjective terms. And I just want to clarify that very quickly, that entertainment is a type of value. And there are different levels of value. And they're not necessarily, they each level of value is subjective. But that's why you just need to know where your audience is. But entertainment is a type of value. And value can be many different things. The question is really, what is value? And then that's a whole other conversation. But people can read Harvard Business Review on what is value, on what is consumer value, to get a better understanding. But just wanted to clarify that.
So I'm going to go on a wing and I'm going to say, do not read that, because it's just going to confuse you and make it harder for you to put out your first video. Because then they're like, oh, I got to do this for value or that. I just straight up just do what I did. Get that terrible angle on my right side, which is not my good side. You know what I mean? And make a video. Just put it up.
Yeah.
But that is value because your audience wants to see you doing that. So that is value.
I guess. Maybe. I don't know. No, I think it's value because they do it. I think a lot of people, the audience might not. I think people don't care. This is what I've learned. Like consuming a lot. I consume most content actually on YouTube. And I got a lot of business ideas from YouTube. I learned a lot of my business stuff on YouTube. And I mean, I find that some of the best quality people, their quality of their video isn't that great. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was my bad. People's quality of their video, I mean, not their content of their video, but their audio or the video might not be great, but they're interesting. They're literally just some kid in this bedroom. And that's like the best content. And I think that's why people like TikTok too, which I don't think you should download because of the Chinese Communist Party is trolling everything about you. But I think that's one of the great, like, there's just like that authentic, that real stuff. It's not like overdone. You know what I mean? There's a difference between like natural beauty and then someone, you know what I mean? And then covering it up with, you know what I mean? You go on camera with a lot of makeup and all that. I think there's something about the natural, the authenticity, the rawness. I think most people, they want to see that. You know what I mean? Sound quality doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be enough to understand. In my opinion, I think like you don't need to try too hard. People are, if you're interesting and what you're saying is interesting, then that's what matters. I know many people, before they want to make their first video or start their business, they buy all the equipment before they created anything. And I think they have it wrong. First create, and then as you get into it, then you can. So I mean, the stuff I have in our video studio is by any means excellent. They're good enough. And as I get into the routine, which is hopefully when this pandemic ends and I get back to our regular programming, I mean, then I will upgrade my stuff appropriately. But first I need, there's no, you know what I mean? Like first create, then get better stuff. That's my opinion. I think authenticity really goes much further than I think, and just kind of like just being raw in your ideas. And I think, by the way, the big benefit of that is you don't actually have to edit. You don't have to edit anything.
Yeah.
Yep. How do you find the balance between content and value versus video and production quality? Which I guess I just answered, right? Because I think production quality is way overrated. What do you
think? Sure. Especially now, and everyone is used to seeing. And it's actually interesting. I feel like, I think this pandemic like threw things like way, way ahead than I had expected much faster, but people were still like, no, we have to be fancy Nancy, but now everyone's stuck at home and all you have is your phone or your webcam. So like, you can't be fancy Nancy. And that actually is so much easier to get started.
And it's acceptable. And it's acceptable.
And everyone wants to see that.
I actually just tagged Sivan in the CEO of Microsoft. What's his name? Whatever his name is. I don't remember his name. But he made a video with his webcam in his house, and another doing an interview with another person as well. And they just posted it on LinkedIn. And it's like the CEO of Microsoft, the one of the biggest companies in the world. If he's doing that, then why does your production quality matter?
See, so look, if these people are following what I'm doing, therefore you should too. It's that easy. How's that?
Yeah. Someone else asked the question, what do you think of Hadar
Ashura? Who? Yeah, give the people credit, whoever asked.
Oh, Jesse Devone. Jesse Divin.
Yo, what's up, Jesse?
Who's Hadar Ashura?
I don't know who Hadar Ashura is, but
I'm sure his videos are great.
I think it's a woman. I don't know.
We just said feminist back 200 years, Sivan, again.
It's an Israeli name. You never know with those things.
I know. Why are they so asexual? I don't understand. Israelis love the asexual names.
It's like the first time I met a person in the army whose name was Guy, and I was like, Guy? Just Guy?
It's like, wait, sir?
Yeah, I know. It's like Guy.
It's like, man.
It's a very common name. It's like, dude, yeah, your Abba is the first name also. I'm like, that means dad.
I had a good father. Friend in America. His name's Abba.
Wait, what did Jesse ask?
That was the question.
Oh,
I didn't hear it. Can you repeat it?
What do you think of Hadar Ashuach's videos?
I don't know. Yeah, I can't. We're not watching them now. Sorry, Jesse. But on our next call, we will. Jesse's a client. He's a really funny guy. He also has a good personality.
So you understood the content. You were just confused.
Yes. Danny Brill said, where is the session recording going to be posted? You follow me on one, it will be on YouTube. And then also, if you go to my LinkedIn, my profile, go to my activity, click post, and you'll see it there. Unfortunately, I don't think people see it in their newsfeed afterwards. There are more. Yeah. What do you think? Oh, yeah, I see Jesse's comments. Okay, cool. I'm just looking if there's anything else on Facebook. Nope. Okay, cool. Onward, andale. Okay, any last things we want to leave people with?
Just press
record. Stay motivated, guys. It's gonna, this is gonna go away slowly, and just everything is okay.
Wait, what's gonna go away slowly? What's gonna go away slowly?
Coronavirus.
Doomsday prediction.
No, I'm gonna tell you why. I think Hillfold does a lot of lives throughout the day, and the way that he ends the lives is he tells people to give some sort of, optimistic view on what's happening, and I think that's actually really nice and a good thing to do, especially during these times where people are just like all the time. Yeah. So giving a little bit of optimistic motivation can go a long way. So that's my optimistic motivation. This is the sign.
So what was it? Wait, so
that was motivation was. Just stay home because we're all gonna die in the second wave.
No. My optimistic motivation.
I don't get it. I know this is like.
Welcome to
symptomatic. I just want to get it over with, right?
Motivational.
I'm not doing this for the next 2 years. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Right, if it was 6 months, I'll hold off. But like at least 2 years, who knows?
Well,
thanks, Barack. Wait to leave people feeling better, man.
He's very good.
Okay, Sivan, your turn.
A+ pep talk. Don't overthink it. Join our group. We're fun. So at the very least, if you have to stay for the next 2 years, you can hang out with us and post your videos, and people will tell you how awesome you are. And I think also the important. Yeah, I put the link.
I did it like three times.
Yeah. But also, I think the most important thing that I would ask people to remember is that we take ourselves way too seriously when we overcomplicate things. And there is a value in having fun and doing things because you enjoy them. So find the thing that makes you feel like you're enjoying it and having fun. And if it's not videos, fine. But put yourself out there and don't be so scared of what people think, because honestly, it's a waste of time.
And don't forget, haters, be engaging.
There you go. And I'll sign up with one last thing.
Haters be hating. So it's haters be engaging.
You have to make like an English phrase. Gotcha.
Again, yeah. putting the no in Shachnovitz.
Wow, you like got it.
I mean, I keep wanting to say it. And I'm like, it's just too rude. I was like, I mean, we're literally signing off in a minute. So now's my chance. Something that works for me, I don't know if it'll work for other people. I'm an inbox zero person, but if you use monday.com, Trello, or anything also, but like I have a calendar reminder that sends me an an email, and it sits in my email. I address everything that's in my email, so sooner or later. So making sure that I get an email, make sure that in order for me to delete that email, that reminder, to make content, that's the only way I ensure that I make it. And that's why I'm able to, that's why I make content at least 5 times a week. And I think so, if you can have some kind of, I know I'm accountable in my inbox, that might be hard for you. I think being accountable to somebody else is a really great way to go. All right. Anyway, so we're going to wrap it up. Barak and Sivan from Two Heads, because they each have one head, and together they are two heads. In case you wanted that math, there you go. I'll bring my four-year-old over here so he can help you out. And thanks for signing on. Thanks for watching our LinkedIn Live and our Facebook Live. If you have any questions, where can they find Barak and Sivan? Where can they find you?
LinkedIn. Email.
No.
People should message me. They should only email me.
No, don't email me. Only.
I literally just like killed a good sign off. You know that.
Sorry. Man. You didn't warn us. This is what happens when you don't have structure, Yoel.
I said, where can you be found? You should know.
LinkedIn.
What's your
LinkedIn.
Birthday?
LinkedIn.
Sagittarius. LinkedIn. That's not a birthday.
Thanks for having us. This is our first LinkedIn Live.
People can reach out on LinkedIn. Whoever wants to reach out on LinkedIn, I will eventually answer you. Eventually.
No. You'll get back to them by the end of the day if you reach out to them today.
I don't go on social media that often. It's not.
So make a commitment to my audience.
Fine. I make a commitment to Yoel's audience that if you send a message and say, I'm coming from Yoel's audience, I will get back to you by the end of the day.
They already reached out to you probably in the beginning of the video, soon they saw you on, or even probably yesterday when I tagged you for the event.
For sure. Now we're famous. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. And what am I?
Great talking to you as always.
We gotta go.
We're signing off. You can find Stephen Felder and Barak Shachnovitz on LinkedIn and Two Heads. And if you guys have any questions, you can always reach out to me. Happy to address any more questions on video. And so are they. Feel free to reach out directly. And thank you everyone again for joining us for our live. And I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.